Now it's down and it's done, and below there is sun. Where there once was a block that was black, but it's not quite the same since they tore down the frame of that dirty old overhead track. How I miss all the quaking and hanging and shaking and clanging and profanity. Though they called it old-fashioned and slightly absurd, like a dowager out on a spree. Nothing ever again can be quite what the Third Avenue L was to me. When the pavement was waxy with ice and your taxi, when skidding too close to the steel, did you ever think this is a fine edifice that has suddenly lost its appeal? Now it's dull and it's drab to go by in a cab with a feeling approaching ennui. How I wish they had waited and slightly deferred that last demolition decree. Nothing ever again can be quite what the Third Avenue L was to me. It was clanky and cranky and rather berserk, and it started and stopped with the same kind of jerk. It looked in the windows at Avenue wide until it became a part of their lives. A family of 600,000 survives. Yeah, a family of 600,000.